We have been watching the spike in commodities prices pretty much across the board, from energy to metals to agriculture, because of what's been going on in Russia, the sanctions against it after it invaded Ukraine, and Russia, a big supplier, Ukraine as well, of many of these commodities. Let's talk to someone who trades these commodities, knows a lot about them. That's Scott Bauer, Prosper Trading Academy CEO. Scott, it's good to see you this morning. I want to start with energy and oil prices in particular. Are oil markets at this point pricing in the likelihood that we will see a ratcheting up of sanctions to include energy?
They are, Julie. But you know what? I think when you break it down, it may be a little misguided, if you will. Because the bottom line is, if we sanction all of the Russian imports to here, okay, it actually is not that much. You're talking about maybe 6 to 7% of our total imports if we completely shut off the Russian imports. So while it sounds, you know, like that's something politically we should do, for the overall amount of oil that we use here and that we import, it's actually not that much. But I think what the market is looking at is, okay, if we sanction that and the Iranian talks don't go through, that's where the problem could be, because if you know, the Iranian talks, if the Iranian deal does go through and we start getting oil from them, that's almost as much to offset what we would potentially lose of the imports from Russia.
Scott, we've had some folks tell us this week that oil prices have a clear shot to $150 a barrel. Let's say it hits there. Is that recessionary for the U.S.?
It all depends. Is it a shock for a week or two? Is it something that's going to sustain through the summer? And that's where I think the problem comes in, is because we're coming into the high driving season. So if the demand that we have seen even just stays the same, not only accelerates, yes, that can be absolutely recessionary, which, you know, you bring that to the Fed and they are really behind the eight ball. Their hands are tied to what they can do. We know they're going to raise rates. But they have got to be thinking here that if this sustains, if this conflict sustains out, all these expectations that we've seen over the last few weeks from many of the big banks of maybe 7, 8, 9, 10 interest rate hikes over the next 12 months, that's got to be ratcheted down pretty severely.
Scott, what are we looking at in terms of a potential peak in per gasoline at the pump prices with this kind of action that we're seeing in oil?
Well, you know, we saw yesterday, I think San Francisco just topped $5 a gallon, and the overall U.S. average, the high over the last, I don't know, 20 years was about 450, maybe 440. I think we're gonna hit that, but it's all on speculation. It's all on volatility right now. So I don't think that's going to be sustained, Julie. I really don't. I think we can see that very easily, just because of the volatility, because that nature out there is, oh my God, what happens? We see that when the market gets unsettled, whether it's the equity market, whether it's the commodity space. So I think we can reach that. I don't think it's sustainable.
What's the best trade? Just given everything coming at investors, what's the best trade one could put on right now to make money?
Trade or an investment?
Trade.
Okay. So I honestly, I have been shorting oil on every rip higher. I just got stopped out on my first trade for the first, you know, over the last 6 weeks. I just got stopped out on the first one on the move the other day. I think that is for a trader, what you want to do here is sell these rips higher with a very tight stop, buy it back. We've seen that pattern. Can oil go to 140, 150? Absolutely. That's why I use my tight stops. But that has been a pattern that has worked incredibly well. Again, this is for a trader, not as an investment.
So then we quickly have to ask you, what's your top investment right now then from a longer time horizon?
Yeah, in the commodity space, I would probably go more to the grain side, just because, as you mentioned at the top here, Russia and Ukraine, they provide, you know, 30-35% of all wheat to the entire world. So I think that's something that is not going to pull back anytime soon. That's a space I'd want to be in at least over the next 2 to 3 months.
Bad news for bread. Good news, I guess, if you're buying those wheat prices. Scott Bauer, thank you so much. Prosper Trading Academy CEO. It's great to see you. Be well, Scott.